careful that I'm eating and blah, blah. So he would go to the water. This fox will eat the brain, because the brain is the best stuff which is here to eat. Then lion will come and say, where's the brain? You say, the donkey. If he had the brain, he wouldn't come back. He didn't have the brain. This is how the story ends, for you to remember it always. Yes, if you have a brain, you will not repeat the thing that you regret. How many times you regretted something and you promised yourself not to do it again and did it the next day, if not next hour? This is what the trick is. So let's hear it. Peter. It's 2800, I think. Right? How many did you say? 2800. Yes.
How the Sheikh knew the unspoken thoughts of those who begged of him, and the sums owed by the debtors without their telling him, which is a sign of his being endowed with divine attributes, in accordance with the command, go forth with my attributes unto my creatures.
Okay. Do you remember? Your memory came back? Which story is this? That there was this fellow who was told that you should beg for 2 years. For 2 years he became a beggar. Then, after 2 years, he was told that, finish, don't beg. Whatever they want, they need to give them. You don't know what you're doing and they don't know what's happening, but the stuff is there. Because you are the instrument of giving. You are not the giver. Did it click? Whenever, wherever, no matter what, you could give something to someone, you are not the owner and you are not the giver. You are the instrument of giving. Because what is mine? I came in this universe empty-handed and I go empty-handed. Nothing is mine. There is no belonging and that stuff. It works this way, and this is what we are trying to make you understand, that this giving and taking is a part of the game of life. This is how you should think about it. Not giving. If I give, I miss this stuff. No, giving is a part of taking. Whatever is given to you, you took, didn't you? When is the last time that you called the teacher of your high school to say thank you? You don't even remember it. What you took, didn't you? This is how it works. Look at the bigger plan and understand that one of the main things that I should try to correct here is my biggest mistake. My biggest mistake is I believe there is this existence and me. And this is silly. There is this existence and I'm a part of this. There is no me and the rest. Do you remember how many times I told you, if you want to really believe in me, okay, stop everything with the environment. Don't breathe. Yeah? It will take you less than 6 minutes. You will die. This is what it is. Which part is me? Now inside me, there is a lot of stuff. Is this me? A lot of this stuff, they could take off to put it in someone else and it works. Is this me? This is the trick. Here he's talking about, yes, there is something to that. You think that it's your secret because it's here, and I know I am the only one who knows it's here. This is silly. Look at the children. This is the way they think it is. But it's not like that. There is no this blah, blah, blah. There are people who could look at you and read you like an open book. Not only read you and understand what's going in your mind, they know your subconscious and the stuff that you don't know, they know. There is no secret blah, 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 blah. This secret blah, 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 blah vanished when? When? When we started to talk. When you're talking, you're opening the door. Everybody could see in you. This is the first trick, yes.
If a dervish said nothing about his need, he would give and would know his secret thought. He would give that bent-backed one the amount that he had in mind, neither more nor less. Then they would ask, how didst thou know, uncle, that he was thinking of this amount? He would reply, my heart's house is empty. It is void of beggary, like paradise. There is no work in it except love of God. There is no inhabitant except the idea of union with him.
Means what? Do you remember? I always telling you that you should see deeper. To go deeper, first you should forget about what you heard. Let's see. Rumi is talking, right? And he's making up this story. What is it? Aha. Okay, the second period, they told him that, okay, give everyone whatever they need. You don't know it, but it will happen, and it's over. Means what? It has a meaning. He wants to say something, right? So, he posed your question over there. They ask him, how do you know what is there? He explained it. Did you hear his explanation? Read it again, please, last three verses.
He would reply, my heart's house is empty. It is void of beggary, like paradise. There is no work in it except love of God. There is no inhabitant except the idea of union with him. I have swept the house clean of good and evil. My house is filled with love of the one.
Means what? He's not directly answering the question. The question was, how do you know what's inside them? He said, here, there is a place, we call it heart. Do you remember where the heart is? The Satan cannot go in. The brain cannot see inside it because it's what? It's the home of God. Where is this home of God? In each of us and in all of us, right? And he doesn't let anything else in it. What did you do? You let everything else in your heart. Your heart is full of silly passions. It's about hunger. It's about sex. It's all about that stuff. And we are telling you, clean it up. Nothing is supposed to be in your heart. When you clean your heart, then the real stuff shows, which is the love I'm talking about. And if your heart is full of love, You know everything. Because you don't need the information. You have the knowledge. Because information will present itself to you. You don't need to look for it and grab it. This is the technique, yes?
When I see in it anything other than God, it is not mine, but is reflected from the beggar. If a date palm or a raceme of dates has appeared in a piece of water, it is only the reflection from the tree outside. If you see a form at the bottom of the water, that image is reflected from outside of you.
Means I cleaned my heart. Now my heart is clean, clean, clean. Becomes what? The mirror. And when it is the mirror, everything reflects in it. So everything is in here. It's enough that you don't mix it up with my wishes. I want this. I thought this. I. This capital I. Forget about that. Then it happens, not only to you. When you clean your heart, everybody is open to you. Because you know what doesn't let you to see other people? Your imagination about them, your judgment about them, and all of that stuff. If you could close that, then the simplest stuff will be there, yes?
But it is necessary to cleanse the canal, the body, until the water is cleared as scum, in order that no obscurity and rubbish may remain therein, and that it may become trustworthy, and that the reflection of the aspect may appear.
When I'm talking about that clean heart, I'm not talking about you, because none of you have the clean heart. Because everything is there, I told you. Oh, I love my car. Means what? I love my apartment. Love? That's wanting too much, yes. But that's not love. This is the trick. To understand love, you should feel it. Fulfill it. You have to let it happen. You don't. That's how you don't understand it. It's not the way that knowledge will be related to you. For knowledge, you go and ask the question. They give you the answer, now you know it. Here is not like that, because this is beyond the logic. The stuff itself is not logical. Nobody will give it to you. You should prepare yourself. First, clean up, let go of all these silly imaginations and daydreamings and hallucination and whatever. So, when your heart is clean, that could happen to you. That emotion will start to grow in you. Yes?
Where in your body is all muddy water, O you who are destitute? Make the water pure from mud, O enemy of the heart. By sleeping and eating and drinking, you are ever intent on pouring into this canal all earth.
Okay. Again, I'm sorry about my bad English. Here the word he's using is the mud. And for you, mud doesn't exist. Have you seen mud? Any of you? In Rumi's time, everybody knows what the mud is. Because cleaning the stuff is difficult. Washing your hand is difficult in that time. So everybody knows what is that mud. And what is that mud? That's the earth, the filthy earth and the water. So that's a little bit of knowledge which is the problem. You have to clean it up, wash it with water, but not that kind of water which is in the mud. The water which is running in the river.